Today's share in the Deir Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kufnun Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we started Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, which deals with the halachos of reading the Megillah. And we left off on the very top line of Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis with the Ramah. And the Ramah says, I go, Abolim Hish Mitchila Sofa. The Ramah says that if a person has an incomplete Megillah that's missing either the beginning or the end of the Megillah, there, Apilu Miyuta, yesterday we spoke about that as long as you had more than 50% of the Megillah, as long as 50% plus was kosher, so then technically it's a kosher Megillah. And b'diavad, you could use such a Megillah if you have no alternative. But here he's saying if you're missing the beginning or the end of the Megillah, even a little bit, so you have 98% of the Megillah there, but you're missing the first couple of psukim, or the last couple of psukim, or even a smaller amount than that, lo yotze. The Ramah says you would not be yotze. And he says, v'afilu b'emsa, even in the middle, dafkud lo shmit inyan sholem, even in the middle, if you're missing an entire sugya, an entire section, so then it would be no good, even though you still have the majority of the Megillah present. Brings down the Beis Yosef, the name of the Orchus Chaim. Now, in Sivkot and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah adds, and he says, the Bazeh nira kisefer chosid. If you're missing the beginning and the end, it looks like an incomplete sefer. As opposed to, Masha'en kein benishmat po pasuk b'emtze. If you're missing a single pasuk anywhere in the middle, ain't a well kisefer shalom sheish bo toyus. It's a regular full sefer that has some mistakes in it. Shem edaktik in the Megillah Bazeh, Kozman Shatoyos, Enam Beruba Shal Megillah. And there we said that as long as it's not the very beginning at the end, and as long as it's not more than 50%, so then it's acceptable, Biddi Evid. Because Hoel of Anikre Sigaris, it still is an Igaris, which would be Yotze Biddi Evid with. But we said at the beginning of the end, even a little bit, Afil Miyuta, Sivkot Nyud Aleph, that's no good. V'efshar Afil B'chosu, Rak Pasuk Rishon, even if it's missing the first Pasuk. Awachwa, the last Pasuk, Nami Hadin Kain. This would be the halacha. He says, in the middle, even if you're missing an entire inyan, it's no good, even though it's not the majority. Because it looks like it's missing something, it's not a full sefer. The issue footnote number 48 brings down, interestingly, if you're missing the Aseres Bnei Haman, the Kaf HaChaim writes down in the name of the Sefer HaEshkol that the Megillah is also apostle. And that's the opinion of Rav Oz Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, as well. And he adds, Shafilu Mishmit Rachel Kompostel, even you're missing some of the sons of Haman, you're missing something that's critical, and it's no good. However, the Pre-Bogodim disagrees. Pre-Bogodim is Machshir Af Mishmit as Kol Shemos Aseres Bnei Haman. He says that that's not considered an essential part. The Pre-Bogodim would hold that even if you're missing all of the Aseres Bnei Haman, it still could be a kosher Megillah. Now we go to the Mechaber. And the Mechaber writes, Abo Bioser Mechetzi, if you're missing more than half of the Megillah, Afilu Ein Ksuvos, even if it's written down. However, Elo Shei Mitushtoshes is rubbed out, it's effaced in some way, Vein Mishum Nikra, and you can't really make out the words, then Psula, it is no good. Siv Talat, the Mechaber writes, Mi She Tofes Biyodu Megillah Shein Aksher, if somebody's holding in his hands a non-kosher Megillah, Lo Yikro Im Shleach Tzibar, he shouldn't read along with the Shleach Tzibar. What should he do? Ela shomeya, he should just sit back and listen, vishosik, follow along just so you can keep your concentration. Make sure that you hear every word from the shaliach tzibar, from the one who's laning, but you shouldn't read along if you're reading from a chumash, if you're reading from a non-kosher Megillah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Gimel tells us, Dishema, because if you're reading along, Yiten HaShomeya Libo Lezeh Hakare V'lo L'Shaliach Tzibar. Because in this situation, you may be listening to yourself and not listening to the Shaliach Tzibar, the one who's laning. Well, a few times there, based upon this, Im Kori Rak L'Odom Echad, if the Shaliach Tzibar is only reading for one other person, so then Rashai L'Krosa Makare Mitoch Megillah Psula or Mitoch Chumash, then the person listening could, in fact, read from a non-kosher Megillah or from a Chumash, because in that situation, he's hearing everything, so it's not a problem, and nobody else is going to be misled. However, Avo Yesh Machmirim B'chol Gavni, but there are those that are Machmir under all circumstances not to read along, L'fish Yenosein Daito B'kriyoso, because then you're going to listen to yourself, V'eno Mashkiach L'mash Omer Shlech Tzibah, not to the one who's laning from the kosher Megillah, K'ivin Shu Osu B'kriyoso, since you're so busy involved with the laning it yourself, you're not going to be listening to the one who's laning from the kosher Megillah. The issue foot number 50 brings down, similarly, if the person who's laning the Megillah really doesn't know it, Hakori Megillah, Ena Yodei Likro B'Nikud Karoi, he doesn't know all the trop, he doesn't know certainly how to pronounce the words properly. So what do? They have somebody else read before him, silently or quietly, first from a Chumash, U'mamid Acher Shemakri L'fonim B'lachash B'to Chumash, and this way, so he whispers to him, Vahi B'mei Hashvi Rosh, and then the one who's laning it says, Vahi B'mei Hashvi Rosh. So this way, the one who's laning it is reading it properly and correct, but the one who fed him, the one who was feeding him from the Chumash, the words, is hearing himself and not really hearing the laning of the Baal Kori because he's so busy and involved himself right now. So therefore, in the Sefer Machane Yisof in the Chofetz Chaim, he brings down Shamakri Mitoch HaChumish Tzorich Likro Achakach Biyatzim Mitoch HaBiyilah. Then he has to hear it again. He can lane it for himself, or somebody else has to lane it for him, because Minastam Lo Yochel Chavein, it would be almost impossible for him to have both fed the one who's laning the Megillah now, because he's being fed the right words and how to pronounce them, and also to listen to that at the same time, because as soon as he says, he's already thinking, so he's thinking of the next words while the person laying the Megillah is laying the Megillah. He won't be able to concentrate both on feeding him as well as listening to him, because he's Torah, because he's making sure he's feeding him, so therefore that person should hear it again. Now, the issue of 16 brings down Mikol Makom. We'll see in Sif Katan Yutes, Shetzorich Kol Echad Miatzibor Lechos Biyod Chumash. It's still recommended, as we'll see this later in the Shia today, that everybody should be looking into a Chumash when they're listening to the Megillah. Why? Kidei Lahash Lemesatevo Sheino Shomea Meyakori Beishamachim and Orim Homan Uchayos Bezeh. Because if you miss out anything from the one who's laning, you're not Yotzi. So therefore, let's say they're banging Homan and it's still noisy near you, and the Baal Kore is already starting to go on with the next words. And therefore, you say them quietly in your Chumash, or at least your Yotzi B'diyevet. And he says, you're reading it, Mito Chumash, Shedino Kikori Alpeh. Nevertheless, since it's less than 50%, that's acceptable. Kimashin Rak Miot Me'ambagila, Yotzi Al-Kopoyim B'diyevet. It's acceptable B'diyevet. Furthermore, he adds, "Umisha ochez biyado chumish. If you're holding your hands of chumish, choshes lo yuchal ushmo la hakshiv, and you're afraid that you're not going to be able to go and properly hear it from the chazan from the Megillah." So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, "Sheikari ma baal kari belachash mila b'mila b'tocha chumish. They read along very quietly from the chumish, but be careful v'yizor la hakshiv la baal kari v'latzvo. Do that just to concentrate and make sure you don't miss out any words, but try to hear all of his words. That's the critical point." Well, the daito, based upon this, gam kish ochez Megillah k'sheira, even if you're reading from a kosher Megillah, and you're reading it quietly to be reading along with the Baal Kore, yechavin losis b'kriyas Baal Kore, intend to listen to the Baal Kore, v'itnu b'libo, and you should concentrate, shim chiser kama milim, only if he misses some of the words, are those words you want to be yotzi with from your reading of the Megillah. Finally, in regards to laning from the Torah, that's different. Sha'av, shetzorich lishmo kol teva v'teva, v'en l'sayel l'koriya klal. There also, you're supposed to listen to the one laning and not say it yourself. Nevertheless, the custom is, you should read along, because this will allow you to hear every single word. And in fact, we brought down previously, that's even a suggested thing to do, because otherwise very, very difficult to concentrate and focus on the laning. Now we continue with the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagoh, V'chein lo yisayeya shum odom al peh l'chazen. Likewise, nobody should go and help out the chazen. V'lochein osan ha-psukim shakor nakol, that the psukim, the four areas that we mentioned previously, where the custom is that the tzibur should go and read those psukim out loud, ishu diyoyah b'shushan avira. So those psukim, for example, those psukim shakor nakol, tzorech ha-chazen lachsav l'krosu b'toch b'gilik shera. The chazen, for the first three, as we pointed out, he reads them after the tzibur has read them. I pointed out, Rosh Hashanah Shlita, bringing down from the Adara, says the last one, the chazan should actually read it first, because in that way everybody's Yotzi the Megillah, and then they can still do the custom of reading it out loud afterwards. And this is brought down the name of the Beis Yosef, and the name of Shiboli Leket. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yadalit, Gam came mitamana. The reason why you shouldn't go and read it with the Baal Kriya is because you want to be Yotzi with his laning, and when you're reading it with him, you may not be able to so clearly be Yotze with his laning, you're going to be focusing on your own. So therefore, the whole Tzibra says, Ishu diyoyah b'shushan abira, shmur mordechai, etc., and then the Chazan repeats it afterwards. Then he adds, Vayin el yirabba, dimitzadi gambazel ha-achbir, afilu b'shekore lotzi yochid. And he says, the same thing should be done, even when you're reading it for just one other person, which we said is okay for technically for him to read along, you still shouldn't do this, because the shema yitin daito lema shekore bal peh b'yatzmo. Because you're going to end up hearing what he says. And he's going to end up missing out some of the words that the Shliach Tzibur said because he's so intent on reading it himself. Sivkot and Tetzvav, the Mishbur continues and he says, Rotsa Lomar, Kimo Shom de Machmir, Shlo Yisei Alpeh, just like over there we said that you don't go and assist the one who's laning. The Ayideh Zeh Yitnu Kama Anashim Daitim Lishmo Mizeh HaMasayeh the Kor Alpeh, because other people are going to hear you and not the Chazen. UbeEmes Tzorech L'Rosa L'Chachila Kulim L'Aksab, and ideally it should be all laned from a Megillah, and when they hear you, even though they still could technically be Yotzeh, but you want them to hear every word from the Megillah, the one who's laning it, So therefore, any words that you're reading, the four psukim that we read out loud, so they should be read again by the chazan. And of course, the one who's leading has in mind to be motzi everybody with those words, and this way everybody hears the entire Megillah from a klaf. Okay, one more. Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot and Tezayin, he says, Hainu l'chakila, that you should do this, Tzarech hachazan lachzul l'krosu mitoch v'gil k'sheira, for those four psukim that we read out loud, so he says, that's l'chakila, you should do it that way. If for whatever the reason he didn't do it, you still were yotzi b'dievi, because after all, you did read those words, albeit not from a kosher or Megillah. Now we go to Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Korah Seirugin, if you read it, what's called Seirugin. What is that? The Mechaber himself says, is based upon the Gemara Megillah, on Daf Yud Zayin. Again, it's so interesting that when I'm saying this right now, this is when the Daf Yomi is learning the Gemara and Megillah. So there's a wonderful way to combine the learning of the Gemara and the Megillah and learning the Halach Lamaisa from the Shulchan Aruch. So if a person reads a Seirugin, what is Seirugin? The Hainu She Pasak Ba. You stop, you read Perek Aleph, then you took a break. Vishah, and you waited. And then after, Zachakach Chazal Amokum Shapasa, then you read Perek Bay, then you take a break, then you read Perek Gimel. So if these breaks are afilu shor kedei ligmor es kula, even if you could have completed the entire laning during that break, we'll see what that means, you completed the entire laning, yotze, nevertheless, you are yotze, because seirugin is still acceptable, albeit bidyevet. L'chatrila, you shouldn't have any pauses at all. It's supposed to be read like an igeris, which just has the barest pauses for normal talking, and you shouldn't have significant pauses otherwise, but if you did have pauses, shapasak bo v'shor, achar kach chazal amokam shapaskin, as long as you didn't skip any words, you went back to the place where you paused, so then even if you had a long delay, you still are yotzei bidi evet. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yitzayin, where he tells us, Rotsu lo, this din, the Mechaber is telling us, shayyochol bizman hazeh ligmor kol ha-megillah, miroshev yetzofa. So you paused in between Perek Aleph to Perek Beis, and you could have read the entire Megillah. This idea that you're pausing in between is the same shear across the board. It's always the shear for that person laning the Megillah, how fast he was reading it. And you can see this in Deir Shufut number 17, where it brings down, and the second paragraph in Deir Shufut number 17, Va'ofen Shabo Mishar Mizman Ashiya, how you calculate the amount of time it takes to read from the beginning of the Megillah to the end of the Megillah. Even whatever you stopped at, you still go by the same shear. So if you stopped at the end of Perek Tes, there's only a little bit left in Megillah, or you stopped at the end of the first pasuk where there's a lot left in Megillah, it's always the shear for reading the entire Megillah. And the Ramah brings down Shemisharim, that you calculate this out, Lafi HaKoryatzma, the person who is laning, his laning, whether it's faster or slower, his laning. Below Lafi Kriyas Robin Yadim, not what the average person reads. The majority of people read. It's that person laning. So if he's a fast laner, so there'll be less time that he can pause. If it's a slower laner, there'll be more time theoretically he could pause. And the Mishnah adds over there, Shadin Zeh Shemisharim B'Kori Atzma, Ubein Lahokim Ben Lachmer. This is, again, Lakula Lachumra. Whether he reads fast or reads slow, the same din applies. And therefore, you go by that person, the amount of time it will take to read the entire Megillah, as long as it hasn't been more than that, you are yotze. Sivkon yuches, ubishor mach masonis. We're dealing here that you were forced to stop because of some sort of an onus. An example of such an onus, you can see in the issue of footnote 17, the first pasuk, he says, b'shem n'magi v'avram, shadavki ma'onis hu machbas she'ish eno roi kigon she'utzrach l'nekovav. The person is not allowed to read the Megillah right now because he has to go to the bathroom. And it's an abomination to read the Megillah while he has to go to the bathroom. Or alternatively, to the place he's in, suddenly he sees that there's tso over there. There was, a baby's diaper got dirty and dropped on the floor. A dog came in there, whatever it may be. And there's urine or there's excrement around, and you're not allowed to read in that area. However, aval onus acher, another type of an accident or an unexpected circumstances, for example, robbers come and stop you, then it's as if you intentionally stopped on your own, and then you paradoxically don't have to go back, you can continue from where you are. Because that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us right now. This din applies only b'shor machmas onus. Lefi ma dekaim lon le'el and simon samachay linin kriyashma, b'choze l'rosh, that which we said by kriyashma, that you have to go back to the beginning. If you pause long enough, who adin hocha? The same thing applies over here. The chos v'kare, you have to go back to the beginning, only miu, if it was an accident. As the issue of foot number 18 says, shedavka kishol mirotzon enashtika v'afilu adibra hefsek. If you intentionally stop, that's not considered a hefsek, because you could keep on reading anytime you want. So therefore, it's technically not called a hefsek. It's only if something external prevents you from going to do it, is considered a shia, the stopping a hefsek. And as he pointed out, even speaking isn't necessarily hefsek in this din. Of course, if you speak in between the actual reciting of the bracha and the starting of the Megillah, then that is a hefsek and you'd have to make a new bracha. And that's really what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Miu en lo levarech od pam sheni. If you had to go back to the beginning because you had an accident that forced you to stop, so then your original bracha still counts because it's an onus, and you don't have to make a new bracha. And he says, ayin ma shekasav l'sham mebir halacha. And you can see this in Deir Shufut number 19, where he brings down that the reasoning is advocated the Bir Halach over there is Shadaki Moshe, the Ramah himself. In his Daki Moshe commentary says, Shevichol Dover Shumi the Rabbanon. Any din that's a din the Rabbanon, Yesh Lahokka, one can be lenient according to the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Shafilum Shah Machmas Ones, Eino Chozel Rosh. Even if it's something that's under extenuating circumstances, it was an accident of sorts, Eino Chozel Rosh. You don't have to go back to the beginning. However, according to Levush and the Bach and the El Yerabba, one has to be Machmir. And then Magen Avraham says, Choshech Sadas Daki Moshe. He is concerned with this opinion of the Daki Moshe in regards to a brach on Halo, Kishishoah bonus. If you had to stop, so then he is concerned about this. Vim Kain, who adin, in the Megillah, Shimi the Runner. So the same thing applied by the Megillah. And Levara Chavilu Kishishoah bonus. He says, you don't make a new bracha, even if you stop because of an accident. When you have to go back, nevertheless, you don't have to make a new bracha. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, I go, Yafilu Soch Bein Time. Even the person with the speak in between, he doesn't have to necessarily go back to the beginning if it was that he wasn't an accident, it wasn't an onus. And the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Yotes, Rosh Lomer, what the Ramah is telling us over here is the lav davka b'shoah b'shtika. It's not only talking about where he was silent and didn't say anything, but el afilu posku b'emsa megillah b'sicha, even if they spoke, again, after they already said the original bracha and started the Megillah, if then they spoke, the show Ayadeze, and of course when they were talking, they obviously didn't read the Megillah. Nami ain't tzorich lachzor. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the Megillah. Elagomer mimokim shapasik. You just have to go back to the place where you started talking and interrupted. Dirshu footnote number 20 brings down. But again, as I said before, im hivsek bein the bracha and the start of the laning. So then, in that situation, hivsek the bracha. Then you have to make a new bracha because the bracha never went on anything. Just like if you made a bracha to drink a glass of orange juice and you were interrupted, you have to make a new bracha on the orange juice. And then he adds, "Vim hivsik bein sofa kriya lebichas ravis rivenu." If somebody talks, you're not supposed to talk from the time that you finish the last pasuk of the Megillah to you roll up the Megillah and then you say a ravis rivenu at when you have a minyan. So if you did speak there, so that will be discussed in the Sharet Zion in Siman Tov Reish Sadi Beis in Sivkot and Beis. We'll wait till we meet when we get there. And he brings down mitam zeh kosev l'halim. We're going to see over there in Sivkot and Nunvav that yesh livshot es hamegillah ki geres, that one unrolls the Megillah entirely and folds it up in a way that you can begin laning right away without having any pause. Kedeshal yehevsek bein habracha l'kriya. So you shouldn't have any interruption between the saying of the bracha and the reading of the Megillah. That's why you should start to read right away. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Chol zeh shechisocha korei." That which we're talking about that he interrupted with talking, it's talking about the baal korei. However, Aval HaShomeyev, the one who's listening, Shesoch, and he spoke, but as a result of him speaking, the Baal Kori keeps on going. The Lo Shoma Ayidei Zakri, he misses some of the words because he was talking for whatever the reason. Afilu Chisarak Teva Achas, even if he only missed one word. That's kind of poskim, and there's been many poskim. The Lo Yotze, in that situation, in that Yotze, and you have to go back to the spot where you last heard and read it again. That's why he suggests, in case you miss something, have a chumash in front of you that you can quickly read ahead and pick up all the words that you missed until you get a little bit ahead of the chazan. And then when the laner, the chazan, is up to those words, you can stop saying it yourself and continue listening to the chazan. For example, he says sometimes the children are so aggressive in begging for Haman, or similar things to that, but you can miss out on a couple of words of the Shliach Tzibur, and then you won't be Yotze. And therefore, you'll be Yotze with what you read from the Chumash, even though it's only B'dievet, you're still a Yotze, and he brings down the name of the Prima Godin. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, we said, Mihu, go Arim B'misha Soch B'Taim, even though technically, that if the one who's leaning the Megillah did talk in between, so you can still be Yotze, nevertheless, we glower at such a person. It certainly is improper to talk at all. Kilakam and Sivan Tavri Sadibay, Sivbez, who we'll learn over there in the name of the Rashba. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof tells us, the Kivan Sheberachala, since once you made the Bracha, Ain Lo Lahafsik B'Taim, one person shouldn't really stop at all in the leaning of the Megillah, Ad Le'achar Kol HaMitzvah, until you finish the entire Mitzvah. And the Sharet Zion Oshud Ches brings us down the name of the Rashba. He says, "Miu lishos harbe osel lechachila." Certainly, to have a long pause, that's certainly not appropriate and correct. Even if you're not talking, feel b'li sicha, Because when the Mishnah stated, Korah b'sirugin yotza, your yotza, if you read it, not all at once, but you had pauses in between, that was a lashon of b'dievet. It said, yotza, b'dievet, your yotza, but not l'chatchila. Therefore, don't pause if you don't have to. The issue foot number 23 brings down, if you're darshing something about the Megillah, technically you could say that, because that would be pursuing Nisa. Likewise, to say Shalom Alechem to somebody important, you'd be allowed to technically as well. And you'd even be allowed to tell people to stop banging by Haman if it's disrupting, because this way people aren't going to be Yotze. With this, we conclude today's share.